First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning. You're listening to Breakfast Briefing with me, Alan Cantwell. It's Tuesday, 12th of March. Coming up.
So in actual fact, what we're doing now is a catch-up towards the level of demand in the economy, which is likely much closer to 50,000 units.
Greater number of units need to be developed in the country, and the Taoiseach refutes suggestions. It's an embarrassing time to be in government. But first up this morning. The Taoiseach says no one can avert their eyes from the deaths of thousands of children in Gaza. Speaking in Boston in the United States, Leo Varadkar has again called for a ceasefire, saying it's unconscionable that children are dying due to bombing, hunger, thirst and a lack of medical care. Tina Gates reports.
Leo Varadkar says we must dedicate ourselves to freedom and peace in Gaza, as well as in the rest of the world, adding that Ireland will continue to call for an immediate ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and a massive increase in humanitarian aid. Beginning his week-long visit to Boston and Washington, the Taoiseach warned the cries of the innocent will haunt us if we stay silent. His visit for the annual St. Patrick's Day celebrations includes a meeting with US President Joe Biden on Friday and the traditional shamrock ceremony on Sunday. His speech last night came just hours after President Michael D. Higgins issued a strong statement from Dublin condemning what's taking place in Gaza.
The Taoiseach has refuted suggestions it's an embarrassing time to be in government. Speaking in Limerick last night, he denied claims Fianna Fáil was playing to a woke gallery instead of focusing on crisis in housing, health and crime. It follows social media reports calling on the government to scrap its proposed hate speech bill following the results of Friday's referendum. Micheál Martin said there were certainly lessons to reflect on following the referenda outcome, but he didn't accept it was a protest vote for the government. Inflation has fallen and unemployment remains close to all-time lows, but we need to get our housing crisis under control. That's according to the latest quarterly review from the central bank, which expects moderate domestic growth for the next 2 years. Director of Economics Robert Kelly says global tensions could present a threat, as could so-called delays in tackling housing supply issues here at home.
Economy to continue to grow and create capacity to grow, we need the labour force to grow. We need the numbers of jobs to grow. And in essence, for that to happen in terms of migration and even family formation within our own population, we need housing, and we look at the demand for housing, they well exceed those numbers of the mid-30s we see currently. So in actual fact, what we're doing now is a catch-up towards the level of demand in the economy, which is likely much closer to 50,000 units.
The government is being called on to take the place of private investment firms in financing accommodation construction. The latest housing market monitor shows almost 33 housing completions in 2023, with apartments making up 35% of total bills. However, there's been a decline in private institutional investors financing apartments. Ali Orr from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland explains why investment is drying up.
The drop-off is that it's the interest, sort of the declining interest from institutional investors, private institutional investors in terms of the investments in apartment building in the future. That's because of the sort of the interest rate increases, probably affecting their appetite to get into sort of the apartment building or parts of the units that are being built.
The government has been called on to increase funding for neurology services. The Neurological Alliance of Ireland is launching the third phase of its Patients Deserve Better campaign, aiming to improve supports in hospitals in Bantry, Letterkenny, Mayo, Portlaoise and Wexford. Over 800,000 people are living with a neurological condition in Ireland. NAI Executive Director Magdalene Rogers says the demand for assistance is massive.
Migraine, epilepsy, stroke, acquired brain injury, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's disease, everyone knows someone with one of these conditions. And the World Health Organization estimates that one in three of us will develop a neurological condition at some point in our lifetime. So we're talking about a huge need.
A woman in her 30s is being treated in hospital after being stabbed during an aggravated burglary in Castle Island in Kerry yesterday morning. Her injuries are not believed to be life-threatening. A man in his 40s has been detained by Gardaí and is being held for questioning while investigations continue. Two men are due in court following a robbery at a business premises in Longford earlier this month. The incident happened at a business on Earl Street on Sunday, March 3rd, when two suspects used a pepper spray to subdue staff before fleeing on foot with a sum of cash. Two men in their 40s were later taken into custody for questioning and were subsequently charged. They're due to appear before Longford District Court later this morning. There's a funding crisis looming for Ireland's Fáis Ceoil. The country's leading national classical musical festival returns to the RDS this week for its 128th edition, but concerns are growing that it won't make it to the year 130. CEO Laura Gilson says the festival doesn't qualify for Arts Council grants because it's a competition, and now it's finding difficulty getting sponsors.
I think there would be an assumption out there that we would be getting Arts Council funding or some sort of state funding, at least, you know, for partly. We can obviously generate a certain amount of income ourselves from our entry fees, from donations, from our membership program. But it's only about 50% of what we need to actually run the festival on an annual basis.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day again with us tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need at newstalk.com.
American Log Homes and Cabins is assisting a developer in liquidating several of our kits that have deposits on them for only the balance owed. Most of these will save you more than half of the original cost. An example, our Augusta model, normally $42,450, is being sold for $16,500. Our Biloxi model, normally $36,825, is being sold for $14,500. This includes delivery, excluding California, Oregon, Washington, Arizona, Idaho, Alaska, and Hawaii, but we will pay partial shipping to those states. These kits have not been manufactured, and there's no time limit on delivery. This is a log home kit that includes complete blueprints from foundation details to roof, stack sheets, and a construction manual. Any do-it-yourselfer or builder can erect the logs. Kits do not include any part or roof, windows, or doors. Please call 704-602-3035 for availability. You can also visit our website at www.AmericanLogHomesAndCabins.com.